Brush up on your mythology and brace yourself for the end of the world, because this week's discovery approaches the apocalypse with creatures from all cultures. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, a well-written fantasy is often made even better when the author incorporates carefully researched tidbits of ancient mythology. But in her latest Dark Hunter fantasy, Time on Time, author Sherilyn Kenyon doesn't include just one culture's folklore, she uses them all. The story follows a group of immortal guardians known as the Dark Hunters as the end of the world approaches. They know that just one person can stop the apocalypse. Dr. Kateria Vanni, meanwhile, has no idea what's coming for her. She's devoted her life to science, so she doesn't believe in her grandmother's old Native American superstitions. But when her lab is attacked and she's rescued by a man who's appeared in her dreams, Kateri begins to wonder if her grandmother was right after all. Well, in her 21st Dark Hunters novel, Kenyon assembles a decade's worth of characters and mythologies into one big, complex, apocalyptic fantasy. Instead of building on one culture's mythology, Time on Time is a tangled web of supernatural creatures from a variety of cultures. For those who have followed the series religiously, the characters and their storylines may be relatively easy to follow. For new readers, though, it's a mind-boggling mess. Eventually, it becomes easier to sort through what's important and what's not, and the suspense begins to build. But until then, it's a pretty tiresome journey. Still, the complexities might have been easier to overlook if it weren't for the awkward writing. Kenyon seems to be trying way too hard to sound hip and clever. As a result, the characters say and think things that feel completely, laughably unnatural, and the gods and ancient warriors end up sounding more like characters from The Hangover. So is it worth battling through this apocalyptic fantasy, or should you just sit back and welcome the end of the world? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. While some aspects of Time on Time make it an intriguing read, the mixed-up mythologies and self-conscious writing make it a challenge to wade through. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Time on Time by Sherilyn Kenyon is 414 mythologically muddled pages long and is available from St. Martin's Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.